Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Each and every show, we talk radio news. Justin Duckham is in our virtual green room. Here we are, Justin, at the top of June. Hard to believe, 6 months. And we got some pretty big Supreme Court decisions that are being readied, I'm sure, right before they take off. But in the meantime, we have this wacky who's in and who's possibly in on the GOP side. We've been talking a lot. I wanted to start off with politics because I feel like the election is going to be this November, which of course it's not. But I don't know. I've covered politics for a long time, and I don't know that I've seen this much of a circus. Maybe last time, but what is going on with people setting dates and then kind of teasing us with the dates, especially the Republicans, but the Democrats are doing it too.
No, they certainly are, and this is something that's, as you mentioned, a huge circus environment. Perhaps making that all the more so is the possibility of Donald Trump entering the race. Today he said that he has not yet made his decision, that he has made his decision, but he's not yet ready to announce, but when he does, he is going to make a lot of people happy. So that's kind of a hint that he may be entering this, which would, of course, bring in a whole new level of just ridiculousness to a race that's already pretty bizarre. We have Jeb Bush, who still has not yet formally declared his candidacy. That's expected to come up in a few days. And, of course, we have Rick Perry, who just entered the race last week, who is struggling to get some additional recognition out there. Somebody who, of course, entered the field at the top of his game last time around, petered out, and, almost crashed and burned in the most spectacular manner, and is now trying to reclaim himself. So a lot of interesting characters, a lot of fun little, side dramas going on. But overall, it still looks like this is going to be a race between Clinton and Jeb Bush, which would be relatively boring in the larger scheme of things.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't complain if we have the circus atmosphere now. The whole thing about the trade and everybody weighing in on trade pretty much seems to be, I think, one of the biggest stories still going. Am I right?
It certainly is, and that's what's going to be taken up in the House for the remainder of the week, along with a number of other pieces of legislation that have been kind of on the back burner for quite some time. But trade, of course, is a huge deal. This is particularly a big deal on the Democratic side of things, where we have seen this beyond just the sort of inter-congressional fighting become sort of a big dispute for the party at large. Of course, there are lines being drawn right now between presidential candidates and whether or not they would support the free trade deal promoted by the president. Bernie Sanders, of course, has been getting a lot of attention on the basis that he would not. Hillary Clinton has declined to answer, and Obama has had sort of a hard time reaching out to his party to try to get the support for this one. So now it's going towards the House. We know that there are only a handful of Democrats who are supporting this. This is likely going to need to pass with a majority of Republican support, and whether or not they're going to be able to find that remains to be seen. We know that in the past, Boehner has had a hard time getting a lot of his base to really rally around these big pieces of legislation, and it doesn't really seem like this one's going to be much different.
And while all of this is happening, and we're watching this from the sidelines, I mentioned the whole Supreme Court, and the president today said he doesn't understand why Obamacare that shouldn't even been taken up is what he said. He said he didn't understand the challenge that this shouldn't have happened. And of course, Mitch McConnell says today, we'll let you know, talking about Obama, the Obamacare plan or Affordable Care Act, after the Supreme Court rules, because the Senate, or he wouldn't anyway, talk about the details of a Republican backup plan, because now the Republicans, although they have been asked this, are getting asked this more. So does the heat get turned up as we get closer to this decision?
It certainly does, and it's also worth noting that the president has not talked about any possible contingency plans as well. Earlier in the year, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Burwell, said that there is no contingency plan in place if this subsidy issue ends up being sort of killed by the Supreme Court. Obama didn't really necessarily say if that was still the case, but he did refuse to say if the administration had any backup plan, simply saying that they believe that the Supreme Court is ultimately going to weigh in favor of the law as it currently stands. And this, of course, is pretty interesting. This goes back to essentially how the law was written. There was some initial discomfort from those who were trying to carry out the law over language that essentially said only those who applied through, state exchanges could receive subsidies. That did not, translate to those who would apply through federal exchanges, and they're essentially the ones who would be cut off if this is struck down, which would be a major change in the law. So big complex legal issue. The president saying that it was pretty obvious the way that the bill was written, that it was intended to include federal people who joined on the exchange at the federal level as well as those on the state level, but nevertheless there are some serious questions over how the bill itself is written and whether or not Congress is going to be able to make the small cosmetic changes to keep that intact.
All right, speaking of bills, we heard there was never going to be any bipartisan support once you had the turnover with Republicans in the House and the Senate, but we're seeing quite the opposite, including with this Cain Flake measure, where they've got a clause talking about the authority for the U.S. military action against ISIS, saying specifically that that would use the use of significant U.S. ground troops in combat would only be there to protect U.S. citizens from an imminent threat, and that would be inconsistent with the use of force, because, there's this whole thing, the White House measure would limit it and all that. Do you think these two senators, they're pretty hopeful that something will happen? Because this has been 10 months. I can't believe it's been 10 months since we first started to even discuss this.
I think that's probably going to be one aspect that's going to move forward. The issue with the AUMF is that there's, certainly a lot of members of Congress who want to be involved in this conversation. They want to be, incorporated when it comes to making decisions at the, foreign policy level. But they're also a little bit squeamish when it comes to authorizing military force just in case if this turns into, sort of a political football like Iraq. So there's, certainly some efforts to try to tamp down on the administration's language to make sure it's very clear about what this means, to make sure that they're not either painting themselves in the corner or committing, the U.S. to extreme, troop deployments if we're in that sort of situation. So I think the compromise language that was put forward today in terms of only having it be even for an imminent threat is sort of a way to address those concerns and could probably end up garnering bipartisan support since it offers a little bit for everybody in terms of what the actual concerns are when it comes to ISIS and the commitment of American troops. So I think that's probably a pretty good sign that we will likely have some authorizations coming down from the legislative level probably before the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Senators Jeff Flake and Tim Kaine if that works out. Again, a whole bipartisan deal. And as Justin was just saying, that's again, the authorization for use of military force. Well, hey, one last one. What's the weather like in D.C.? The nickname, of course, and you've been there a couple of years, even though you grew up in California, the whole foggy bottom thing, is it starting to get sweltering in Washington?
Today in particular, it's just been very weird. It started out very hot, very muggy, very gross. Then suddenly at around 5 o'clock, we had epic downpours going on. We had a huge kind of lightning storm going on right outside the TRNS office. Then suddenly it was, bright and shiny for my commute home. And just now it turned back into the, crazy lightning and heavy rain stuff. So it's pretty crazy weather to say the least. And it definitely makes me miss California.
I don't blame you. I miss it, too. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone."
Welcome back to America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in the nooks and crannies across these states here. You know, one thing that we have in common, I always say there's common denominators, like we get trapped in elevators together, or you never know who you're going to sit next to when you're on a plane, which I've met wonderful people, of course. And how about the common denominator, sadly, of acid reflux? In this edition of For Your Health on ATN, Dr. Jamie Kaufman joins us. He is the national expert on reflux and the author of Dropping Acid. I love this title, The Reflux Diet Cookbook. Boy, could a lot of us use this. Doc, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
So what is it about all of a sudden it seems like we're talking about it now more, we're seeing commercials about acid reflux? Was it always around and just nobody talked about it, or what? Or is it how we're eating worse than ever?
No, it's an epidemic. Reflux now affects about half of Americans. What we have realized, though, is that heartburn, which has really gotten the most press, you see people clutching their chest after a big meal, usually they're overweight, on television. But we now know that sinusitis and allergy and asthma and chronic cough, throat clearing, hoarseness, all these things are also manifestations of reflux. And yeah, it's about how we eat. It's about our lifestyle to a great extent, for sure.
So in this whole how we eat thing, what are some things, and obviously you've got a cookbook which can certainly help us with that, what are some things that we can do right now that we shouldn't be doing that a lot of us are probably doing, as far as like maybe drinking soda, alcohol, what time we're eating, that kind of thing?
Well, the big ones are that, you know, a lot of Americans are so busy, they work later, work longer hours. So what happens is they sort of don't have much breakfast. They may have a sandwich or something small for lunch. Then they finish work late, and they maybe go to the gym to work out, and they get home even later, mm-hmm. and now they're starving. So they basically, if you will, go to the trough from the town that time they get home to the time they go to bed. That's not the way to do it. You want to get most of your calories in before 5 o'clock. You want to eat balanced, at least 3 meals a day and not refuel at night. And you're right. Carbonated beverages and soft drinks in particular, that's why we call our book Dropping Acid, because it's a big risk factor. Eating late, and obesity, being overweight, high-fat foods, processed foods, all the things you'd think that have come really, you know, around in the last, if you will, in my lifetime. We didn't have any of these things 40 years ago.
Yeah, boy, that's true. I love that. So really cut your calories down. You know, 5 o'clock should be sort of the deadline. So if you're working late, then you should just plan accordingly, right?
If you're going to eat healthy, people do have to plan. I always cook on Sunday for the week. I went to work this morning with turkey burgers and chicken, some leftover fish, a whole bunch of fruit, and all those kind of snack foods that I like. I had a good breakfast. I had a 3-egg omelet with 1 yolk and some lox. And so relatively low fat. Doesn't have to be no fat. Doesn't mean you can never have beef or a hamburger. But it is it really is moderation, and it's not sort of the American way just now. The other thing to point out is that the pills that people are taking for acid suppression are probably not the best way to go over the long haul. So it really is about, if you will, moderation and a healthy diet.
The other thing is, what about water? Because there's this whole debate about water and what should you have in the water, alkaline water. Explain the difference. I had somebody send me an email. What's the difference between alkaline water and regular water?
Well, it turns out that we have too much acid in our diet. Acid is basically one of the main preservatives that's used, and that's why we don't recommend too much in the way of soft drinks. Alkaline water is the opposite of acid. So when the alkalinity becomes opposite, up to a pH of 8 or 9, it actually kills the enzymes and the bad stuff that comes up when you have reflux into your throat, into your esophagus. So it actually is healing. So alkaline water, you can get alkaline water at specialty stores and most supermarkets now as well.
All right, so that's
alkaline
something
water
to look
good for you.
Yeah, that's something to look for. When, you know, your book, you've got a cookbook. What are some of the things that are good for us to eat that won't cause some of these problems? I mean, obviously, be cognizant of the time. You mentioned the things you're eating. So what are some things we should watch for? You know, things are heavy on sauces and dressings when you go out.
Well, I tell people, you know, your point could not possibly be more important. Add your own condiments, add your own cheeses, add your own salad dressings, and add your own sauces. You can always put on a little bit more, but if they put on, you don't want your salad swimming in a sea of vinegar at the bottom.
Mm.
So if you put your own stuff on, you're going to put on a moderate amount.
Boy, that's the truth. That's absolutely for sure. So have you seen this just increase every year? Have you seen more patients? Has this gotten worse? Is that what led to your book, Dropping Acid?
Well, I take care of a lot of singers and actors. The voice problems is something that I've specialized in. And we figured out a long time ago that reflux is the most common cause of voice problems. But, yes, it's increased actually by 4% a year since the 1970s. So this is an epidemic. We know now that it's about 37% of young people, which used to be a disease. This really was a disease of middle-aged people until the last few years. But with changes in diets, late-night eating, lots of soft drinks, and all the things that aren't so good, we're now seeing the same kind of disease in 20- to 30-year-olds as we used to see in 40- and 50- and 60-year-olds. So it's an epidemic, and it's you know, there's a soul-searching going on now. I mean, if you listen to what's happening in the news, there's concern about GMOs, there's concern about chemicals. And I would add, by the way, if there's something that you like, that you eat a lot, read the label. And if there are things in there that you can't pronounce and you don't know what they are, they're probably not okay.
Yeah, so be careful. Look at the labels. That's great. That's a great piece of advice. And what's the problem? What if you ignore it? What if you have this whole thing and you're like, you know what? People used to get this, so I'm just going to pop all these pills. I'm going to just get whatever I have to get over the counter and get the purple pill if I have to go to the doctor, whatever. What happens if you keep just doing that?
Unfortunately, the truth is that even taking medication, cancer of the esophagus caused by reflux is the fastest growing cancer in the United States. So, you know, somebody, is minding their own business and they're sort of ignoring their symptoms, and all of a sudden it's a deadly cancer and it's usually discovered too late to be cured. So, you know, people need to be mindful. I mean, a good example was Kim Kardashian's father was known to gobble Tums and Rolaids by the handful day in, day out, never saw a doctor, and then got and died of esophageal cancer. So there are deadly complications of this disease. Lung disease, asthma, sleep apnea, all of these things are related to reflux, and we now know that it's really about diet and lifestyle. So people need to take, I mean, America is beginning to think about what's healthy, is it not?
Yeah, I think so. Finally, you're starting to see that, I think, more. There's more conversations. I've noticed this. I have healthy friends and certainly some that aren't as healthy, but we talk about it more. People are talking about it more when we look at menus. I think that's good. And menus are, there was a big to-do, you know this, Doc, over putting calories and that kind of stuff on menus, but actually it's been helpful, I think, to a lot of people.
I think a lot of people look at that, 600-calorie piece of cake and think they can do without it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I know you see that, you think, wow, 600 calories, there's so much other things I could eat for 600 calories, especially people who need to feel like they're eating more. That'd be the worst. Hey, tell us about this, because I found this out about you, about the Voice Institute. Tell us about that. I love that, the Voice Institute of New York. You're a big voice treatment center. You help certainly with disorders and diseases of the larynx and the throat, and also, acid reflux, of course, and that's what we're talking about. But what other things do you treat?
Well, the most common problems that everybody would think about would be nodules and polyps and things that grow on the vocal cords that have to be removed from singers and actors. We also take care of people who get vocal cord paralysis or cancers. And certainly, again, I had an actor who was sent to me from Los Angeles to have a polyp removed. And I looked at him and I said, you know what, your reflux is just awful. Let's treat that first. And sure enough, we treated the reflux and the polyp went away. He never needed surgery at all.
Wow.
So, you don't realize how important your voice is till something happens with it. And most of us, our voices are important. I mean, for you especially, for singers and actors especially, but even for physicians and attorneys, and pretty much two-thirds of us use our voices professionally. So that's what we do, is we fix voices.
Right. So, that's the thing, obviously, that all of us are communicating, and you certainly don't want to use that, and some of us use it a little bit more. Great stuff. So if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, Doc, can they go on, I'm assuming, Amazon.com?
Everywhere. Just Google dropping acid. You won't find Timothy Leary. People don't even know who that is, probably. Google dropping acid. You'll find me, and you'll find the book. And the book is an important book, and it's very, very helpful to people. It gives them the kind of information that sometimes their doctor just don't even give them.
I love it. Dr. K, thanks so much. We'll have you on again. You were terrific.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Time to do that numbers thing. Yeah, we can count. Boy, we sure can. Let's turn to sports for a second. Hockey-wise, Stanley Cup Finals, the Lightning goes up 2-1 by beating the Chicago Blackhawks on the Chicago Blackhawks home ice. How did that happen? Wow. Well, some great goaltending and a timely goal or two. 3-2, the score. The final of that one, the first one in Chicago, the next one in a couple of days. We'll see what happens, but this series has been very, very exciting. Let's put it that way. All right, moving from hockey to numbers of a much different sort from the world of politics and everything else that makes us go, what? I always say, follow the numbers, right? Didn't we say that earlier? Follow the numbers. So this makes no sense to me. The president with no complete strategy against ISIS. What is it that we're really getting at? Bottom line is how much money has been spent in an effort to shut down these bad guys. We've been chasing bad guys in the Middle East for, I don't know, how long? So anyway, he offered up the criticism, or sentiments, if you will, when he was speaking on Monday. He was wrapping up, a press conference, speaking in Germany at a press conference, wrapping up a two-day summit of the Group of Seven of industrialized Western countries in discussing what's happening there. Seven is your number, the Group of Seven, one of them anyway. Obama alluded to the reluctance of the Shiite-dominated government in Baghdad to enlist and arm Sunnis in the country's security forces as an impediment to a successful campaign against ISIS. He said a big part of the answer there is our outreach to Sunni tribes has not been happening as fast as needs to be. The president didn't let the U.S. and other countries off the hook in explaining the setbacks that Iraq has experienced in the fight with ISIS, noting in particular that neighboring and Western countries have failed to stem the flow of foreign fighters into Iraq and into Syria. Republicans replied. The Republican National Committee spokesperson, Michael Short, said, "What has the president been doing, here's your other number, for 10 months? He said nearly a year after saying he didn't have a strategy to combat ISIS, again today there is not a complete strategy to take on the terrorist group." We move from the press and comments over Iraq and what's happening there to NASA. NASA spacecraft spotted glass on Mars. Didn't we hear this glass thing before? Maybe it wasn't glass. Perhaps it was something else. That is pretty big, though, if you think about it. I saw the pictures of it. It's very cool. It's a peak in the algae crater, or not algae, alga crater on Mars, and it shows the location of impact glass. And they say that the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter found that glass in a crater. It's wild. It almost looks fake. But the impact glass that was now situated near a 400-mile-long trough known as Nili Fosse, the area is rich in hydrothermal fractures, which are vents that might have sustained life just below the Martian surface. That is an intriguing question. And it is weird. You can see where, you can see where they're sprouting up, if you will. Where it's coming up. When is Apple not announcing something? I'm just saying. So Apple announces yet another operating system that it's time for iOS 9. On Monday at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco, Apple took the wrap, if you will, off their latest present, the version of its iOS operating system. They say it's slick improvements and so much more to offer. The biggest improvement is a smarter version of everyone's digital assistant, Siri. The update makes Siri more contextually aware, turning it into what Apple calls a proactive assistant, which basically means it can learn your habits and make suggestions for what you'd like to do in the future. Oh, that's all I need. Somebody else making suggestions for me, only this time it's a robotic voice. I don't think so. I hate it when we're constantly updating. I know other people love updates. For me, it gets on my nerves. So the one thing I guess that it's good is Siri can tell that you're driving and can pull up tracks that you often listen to while you're behind the wheel. Can also create calendar reminders for items it reads in your email. So you get an email for dinner reservations from Open Tables, and she'll put it in your reservation file, blah, blah, blah. So it's another upgrade. It's just, there you go. It's another upgrade from Apple. And this time we're up to 9. Wonder how much the phones will go. I mean, the phones, what, Apple 10, Apple 12? They'll just keep, every year, there's just going to be a new Apple. And people will line up to get the newest, latest, greatest. It's a brilliant deal for the company. No question about that. Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner, I suppose Caitlyn is the name now, has been sued again after the deadly car crash that she was involved in. The transgender reality TV star sued after a February car crash in Malibu. A 69-year-old woman died. Talent agent Jessica Marie Steindorf filed the suit in Los Angeles court. So, what's up with that? That whole scene was a crazy scene in the weird crash. But anyway, unspecified damages related to the four-car crash on the Pacific Coast Highway in L.A. That's where it happened. Jenner walked away uninjured. But in addition to the woman who died, four others were injured, including Steindorf. The stepchildren of the dead woman, Kim Howe, have also filed a suit seeking unspecified compensation over the crash. She died on impact when her car was hit. He was pictured all over the place at the scene, in sunglasses and a baseball cap, standing upright with no injuries, and was driven away in a police cruiser following what happened. So, lots of headlines for Caitlyn Jenner, I guess now is the new name, instead of Bruce Jenner, but lots of lawsuits to figure out. And there's still more maybe to come, who knows. You know, once one person sues, then that's when somebody else gets itchy. A second psychiatrist concluded that the Colorado cinema gunman was sane. Oh, thank goodness. I don't want to hear any more about James Holmes being insane when he went in and slaughtered innocent people and shattered the lives of so many. I still remember when that happened. It was in July of 2012. So now you have a second court-appointed psychiatrist that is concluding that Holmes was sane when he shot 12 moviegoers, wounded dozens more in a capital murder trial, of course, that's ongoing. And this was on Monday. The psychiatrist, Jeffrey Metzner, testified that after interviewing Holmes for more than 25 hours, he determined that the one-time neuroscience graduate student met the criteria for sanity under Colorado law. And he said, despite having a mental disability or defect, Mr. Holmes had the capacity to tell the difference between right and wrong. Oh, send this guy a card congratulating him in making the right choice. Because he said, listen, in the run-up to the massacre, he had presence of mind to purchase two .40 caliber pistols, a pump-action 12-gauge shotgun, and a semi-automatic rifle. He didn't go out and buy water pistols. So he said there is a component there. Good. Instead of saying, oh no, he had to be insane. Which, of course, is what the defense is hoping for. But so far, not happening. Moving on to yet something else dealing with numbers. How about this one? An American man held for nearly 3 years as a teenager without trial at a notorious New York prison that later inspired efforts to reform it has committed suicide. Caliph Browder died at his home in the Bronx. There was a lot made out about the story. He was at Rikers, and I mentioned he was held there. So Caliph Browder died at his home Saturday. His body was discovered by his family. He's just 22 years old. He was arrested in 2010, taken to Rikers Island as a 16-year-old for allegedly stealing a backpack, a crime he didn't even do. The New Yorker magazine took up his case. He was for 2 years in solitary confinement, attempted to kill himself several times. Wow. Unbelievable, huh? I mean, even there was an attack. He was attacked when he was in prison in 2012. He was handcuffed in the shower and hurled to the floor. Just absolutely awful. All right, it's a wrap for Week in Count. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. American Pharoah. How about that incredible race over the weekend at Belmont? Now we have a Triple Crown winner. And the answer to the ultimate trivia question, as I said before, who was the last horse to win the Triple Crown? That would be American Pharoah, 2015 by 5.5 lengths. What a sensational run. 14 million people watched that horse come across the finish line. So people were interested. There's just certain storylines that transcend sport, and that was one of them. No question about it. I mean, absolutely. Without a doubt. All right, speaking of sports for a second, do you know that the U.S. soccer team, the women, are in action, World Cup action? We have all this FIFA stuff going on, right? So the goaltender, Hope Solo, who made a whole bunch of news for some kooky things, they stuck with her. She is an incredible goaltender, and she made some big saves against Australia in the Women's World Cup. So the national team off and running, hoping to end a drought at that tournament that's dated back to the last millennium. That sounds brutal, doesn't it? So she is, as I said, one of the best goaltenders. She, in June of 2014, was arrested on domestic violence charges. It was dropped because of the witness's failure to show up for depositions. And she has portrayed herself as the victim, and all that kind of crazy stuff went on. But here she is, and she was able to do what she was supposed to do in the nets in the opener against Australia, 3-1 win. And I'll tell you what, it's a team that had never once beaten the Matildas, is what they're nicknamed. It's a team that had never once beaten the Americans in 24 attempts, but they were pretty aggressive. And even though the U.S. was favored, they were unsettled. So there you go. They win the opener, and that's key. And then you see what happens next. And that's, again, with this, what she does in the net. She's just that good. She's just that good. So there you have it. Two quick sports notes, right? American Pharoah and the U.S. women in action now at this point, World Cup. We'll see if they hang in there or what happens. How about this story? A Louisiana inmate, you know, we talked about the guys in New York who broke out with power tools and faked people being in their bunks, them being in their bunks, and now have a head start on the cops, even though everybody and their brother is looking. There was a Louisiana inmate that was set free after 4 decades. After 4 decades, they ordered to, the system ordered to set him free. So what's up with that? Is it good behavior? Is it because there was a mistake? Ugh, the mistake things. So this inmate was the part of the Angola 3, if you remember. And this is New Orleans. 68-year-old Albert Woodfox, after 40 years in solitary. I mean, wow. They say that's like torture. A U.S. District Judge James Brady from Baton Rouge ordered the release of Woodfox and took the step of barring Louisiana's prosecutors from trying him for a third time. A spokesperson for the Louisiana Attorney General said the state would appeal Brady's ruling to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to make sure, they say, this murderer stays in prison and remains fully accountable for his actions. There have been a lot of people pushing for this to happen. It's, in fact, of the Angola 3, it's drawn a lot of publicity, and there was even a film, I think, done about it, too. There was the International Coalition to Free the Angola 3, and they've been working on trying to do something to make sure he gets out. It's a farm, a prison farm. And it's the Angola prison, and it's Louisiana's only maximum security prison. And the reason it became known as the Angola 3 is because of their long stretches in solitary confinement. And there was 3 of them all together. They were serving armed robbery sentences. Different armed robbery sentences, but armed robbery, no less. And you have to go back to 71 and you think of the Black Panther Party at the Angola prison. Demonstrators, organized strikes for better conditions, all that kind of stuff. So Woodfox had been tried and convicted twice in a guard's death, but both convictions were overturned because of the exceptional circumstances of the case. So his attorney says the prejudice done to him by spending over 40 years in solitary confinement and the fact that Woodfox had already been tried twice is ridiculous. So unconditional release. Unconditional release. But the other side, not happy. The court, they said, sees fit that a twice-convicted murderer walks among us. 40 years in solitary confinement. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that. 40 years would be brutal. However, if you murder somebody, you do the extraordinary act of that, and you're caught and tried, and, I mean, you know, don't do the crime if you can't do the time, and that's a horrific crime. So I'm going to call foul on that. Keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. All right, Chris Christie keeps letting us know what he believes in. He's saying he would crack down on legalized marijuana if he were president. He didn't say if, he said as president, that would be one of the things he would surely do, that you could count on that happening if that happened. He did an interview outside a New Hampshire drug treatment center that aired on Face the Nation over the weekend. And Christie said he would enforce federal drug laws in Colorado and Washington. He said he'd rather go after, when he was asked whether he would rather go after recreational marijuana users in those states, he said, I think there are a lot of people in Colorado who are not too thrilled with what's going on there. He certainly is one of the more outspoken of the 2016 Republican presidential hopefuls. And the person who I think shakes it up the most gets the nomination, but everybody keeps pointing to Jeb Bush because he gets the money. So I guess with Jeb Bush in there, you have to assume it's Bush. Everybody's already assuming it's Bush and Hillary Clinton. And then you wonder what happens there. So all the Republicans who would be disenfranchised and say, oh, I won't vote for him, be careful what you wish for. Which easily could happen easily. And of course Rick Perry announced his presidential bid and joins the very crowded field. How many Republicans are going to be there for the first debate? The answer is, of course, not only a handful, not the whole slate, but enough, right? So he made it official the other week by joining the fray, by saying, I'm in. Despite the famous oops move, moment during his last Republican primary, which derailed what looked like a promising start to his 2012 campaign, but not when he started to talk and couldn't answer the questions. That was when it really went south for him. So Perry, the longest-serving governor of Texas, revamped his strategy since his exit from the last race, and he's been traveling around trying to get the word out, another candidate for president on the Republican side. Any thoughts? You can always send them to me. We're open 24/7, americatonight.net. Thank you.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.